Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Thursday. Yes, Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. I am your host, Don Fleming. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming with you. Of course, we're going to have Wardell on a little later on in the show. He's doing some farmer things, so hopefully I'm going to hold it down for at least the first hour of the show, playing old school R&B and all that good stuff. That was music from Sky from 1989. Name of the song is called Start of a Romance. Of course, shout out to the ladies of Sky. Shout out to Austin and all that good stuff. I was going to say good evening to you. No, good afternoon to you. Of course, we are in the drive time mix of the triple threat of the whole Thursday triple threat. Of course, we start off Wardell show, which I'm hosting right now from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, you have my show, Throwback Thursday Night, from 8 to 10 p.m. And, of course, we got an archive show for a Goldie Mac. Of course, the late, great Goldie Mac. Of course, we got the Cosmic Slap Shack at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard tonight. And I got music on the way. Let's see. I got some Starpoint on the way. I got some Luther Vandross on the way. And I got some Sherelle on the way. And speaking of Sherelle, I got to play some music from her partner, of course, Alexander O'Neill. We are almost turning that corner and going into Christmas. So it's only fair to play some Christmas music from Alexander O'Neill. Going to start it off. This is my gift to you, and this is my gift to you on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
About the things we really need. undertaken paradise within my life with you. Heaven opens up its gates, and peace of mind can shine through. You smiled at me when the world was unkind. I'm finally able to unwind. I found an angel. With no regrets, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn down. You brought me out of this lost and found. I found an angel, yes, yes, an angel. I found my angel.
An angel in my eyes.
I found my angel.
It's amazing how she hits that high note, man. Shout out to Angela Winters. Of course, that was from the Sharp album from 1987. That is Angel. Of course, before that, from 1986, of course, this is music from the group Climax, I'd still say yes, featuring Howard Hewitt. And started off the block, gave you a little Christmas music from Alexander O'Neill, 1988, My Gift to You. Still got plenty of time to jam with you. We got over an hour and 38 minutes left, so we got plenty of time. to hang out with you on a rainy. I am back. I am back in Little Rock, and I want to thank everybody for sending me love. I got a chance to visit, visit some family. Actually, some time for myself, but I have family. I got a chance to go to the Bay Area last week, up in San Francisco, and Oakland, and East Bay, and Richmond, and areas up there in Northern California, and just had a great time that whole week. So legs got tired because the first day I walked 8 miles. Yes, it was 6 miles. I walked from the Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco to Fort Mason all the way to Baker Beach, and that is about 6 miles by itself. So I was a little tired, and at the same time, when you're out of shape, my legs felt like jelly, but they also had those little pinched nerves. I couldn't sleep that night, so it was crazy. But I needed that exercise, and it kind of rained most of the week I was there. I think the sun was out probably like a couple of days, but it was misty rain or a hard rain came down. But I really enjoyed myself. It was probably like around 45, 50 degrees there. So it was pretty cold, to say the least. I'm coming back in Arkansas weather. It's supposed to be cold here because it's December. Usually in December here, you get around, 30, 40 degrees. It was 70, almost 80 degrees yesterday. And, but the rain's coming down now. I don't know if you guys hear it in the background, but I'm in my studio jamming with you guys till the 5 o'clock hour, playing this old school hits, old school R&B. And hopefully we'll get Wardell to call in and hang out, because, again, he does that farmer thing, He's tending to the horses here, and then he's tending to his chickens, and, he's putting up his fence, and, old McWardell had a farm. I know, that's corny. You know what? Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. And I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of a lot of that soul from the UK. We call it soul music from across the pond. I want to take you back to the year 1982 to give you one of my all-time favorites. This is music from Junior. The name of the song is called Mama Used to Say. Take your time, young man. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
1992 from the Strictly Business soundtrack. That is called You Called and Told Me. Right before that, from 1977, give you a little funk from War. The name of that song is called Galaxy. And of course, started off the block giving you a little UK soul, soul from across the pond, from 1982, music from Junior. Mama used to say it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, and of course, I have my partner hanging out with me. Actually, this is his show, but I am working the board right now. Wardell, what's up, man?
Oh,
glad
man.
You can make it.
You are putting it down, my brother. Oh, I am enjoying. I don't want to interrupt. So, but I'm enjoying it so much. And I know you have other things to do as well, but this is just great, man. Hearing, I love the song selection. I love when you hear songs that you didn't think about, and then when you hear it, you go, oh, that's my song. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a long time. So this is great for me, man, just kicking back and listening to you. I just got here to the studio, so thanks so much for holding it down and doing what you do. Astrid, thank you, sweetheart, for all the postings. And we know
Greg, she's holding it down.
She's
got
it going.
She's holding it down. Shout out to her. Oh, yeah.
And we know Greg is still out of commission. He no laptop, no nothing. He can't do anything. He's frustrated. He can't listen to the show. He's just frustrated. But he should be back and running shortly. I sent you a text earlier. Did you get it?
I did. I'm working on it.
Okay. So what I sent him was Jeffrey Daniels from Shalimar has a new song out that just released and stuff. And so when we get a chance, maybe tomorrow we'll play it in our because tomorrow we celebrate Solar, and anybody that has anything to do with Solar, we will be celebrating them as well. And so, you know, Jeffrey Daniels being that choreographer that taught Michael Jackson the moonwalk,
he's always
on the top of the list. He's backslide. Always yeah, the backslide with Jeffrey, and then Michael changed it to the moonwalk. So, but it's all good, man. Thank you so much. It sounds great, man. And I want you to keep going, but whenever you want me to keep
it's all good. Like I said, I'll be holding it down probably for the next 30-40 minutes, so it is all good.
Awesome.
But you know what it's cool about, because I love your selection too, because the cool thing about you, of course, you go, of course, you're the generation before myself, but all of that vintage music from the 60s, I love it. And it's one of the, again, that's one of the things that I admire about you. The crazy part of that is we have pretty much similar musical tastes. And that's what's so crazy. And Astrid, when you were talking about, man, I haven't heard that, people like, I haven't heard that song in a while. Astrid had sent me a text, and she's like, I haven't heard this song. I played a song, and she's like, I haven't heard this song in a while. That's what I usually try to do on my show. I try to give you a song and give you a variety of songs that you haven't heard in a while. There's songs that I have on this library I haven't played since we pretty much started. So I'm probably going to do that. I'm going to start getting a little better on that. I don't want to give you like the same old school songs over and over again. So I give you a little variety about it. So, and man, you got a great music selection. So I tap into yours, you tap into mine. I mean, it works out great, man. We basically equalize each other.
Yeah. There you go, man. I just want people to know, this is a side note. If you have a dog, you know, a cat, whatever, and just be careful giving them too many treats. I know how hard it is not to give it to them because they are just, they get so excited and they can't wait to get it from you and stuff. And so I've been doing that with my dogs and just found out the day before yesterday that my small dog has diabetes now. So, you know, the doctor said it's a possibility that we can get her sugar under control, but you know, it just breaks my heart, and I'm just so sad about her getting diabetes. I have to give her a shot every day now, and it brings tears to my eyes giving her a shot. And so, you know. So please just, you know, reframe, you know, maybe if you just cut it in half what you're doing now, so you don't have to go through what I'm experiencing, because it brought tears to my eyes yesterday when I gave her a shot. I felt so bad. I feel like it's my fault. So poor baby. My belly bell.
Man. Hopefully you give that dog a, you know, don't we give that dog birthday cakes and stuff. You know, I know how you guys are with y'all pets. Be like, happy birthday. Put a big hat on the... sing a happy birthday. The dog don't know what the devil is going on.
Dog is like, just
like, blow out the candles.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Cut to
on a serious tip, though, yeah, be mindful of the pets that you have. You know, don't give them too much sugar. You know, watch the sugar intake and you know, watch out for yourself, because we're close to being diabetic ourselves. You know,
because of the food, all the stuff that's in the food that, you know, it's not helping us. So we have to really be, you know, careful and pay attention to all this stuff that's going on. I want you to also think about, especially our friends up north. Last year I saw so many people leaving their dogs and stuff outside and was freezing. I mean, you know, that's so unhealthy. And so sad when you see that. I can't even watch it sometimes. I just go, what? And so please just think about, you know, put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if somebody abandoned you? You know, everybody's in the house in the warm and laughing and have a good time, and the dog is sitting out there freezing, shivering, wishing they had someone to love them, you know, because love would not do that, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we don't think. We just think they're dogs. They'll figure it out. They'll be okay. But that's not the case. Animals freeze to death. They die from, as a form of abuse. You can actually get a ticket for that and get charged.
Or more.
So you got to be careful.
But you know what, man? It's crazy. Yeah, definitely got to be careful. And you know what? I want to switch gears for a quick second, because you did talk about, you know, us taking care of ourselves, also, of course, taking care of our animals. I get that. You know, last week, you know, I touched in a segment earlier, talked about my trip. And I wanted to thank everybody for, you know, sending me shout-outs and thanking me for the pictures that, you know, and I was telling you before, man, I really don't do the picture thing, you know. It's like, I'm not that type of person that's like, oh, look at me, I'm on the trolley, you know. I'm in San Francisco, yay, look at me. But everyone was like, take pictures, my aunt was like, take pictures, you know, Greg was like, take pictures, you were like, take pictures, you know, my sister was like, take pictures. So it's only fair to take pictures. But, you know, I had so much fun last week, and the fact, you know, my legs are still, I'm still recuperating from that 8-mile trek last Wednesday, it's an amazing. I'm going back in March, so That's the plan, to go back in March, so, and then go down to L.A. to see my dad. So, but no, man, I had a great time. And again, thank you guys for all the love that you sent and all the texts that you sent me, like, take a picture of this. I was here. Go eat there, you know. So, well, I really appreciate, you know, everyone taking the time out and you know, out of your schedule to say, hey, just sit there and you know, sit back and enjoy the pictures that I'm posting. So, and I'm, yeah, you know, I'm just not that guy. But, you know, as far as, hey, look at me, but I'm glad you guys enjoyed it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to get Wardell to take pics, too, when he makes his trek. If he goes back
I'm
to the Poconos or something.
I'm always
posting. Oh, yeah, you
posting.
Do?
Yeah. Not food. I don't post food, but I'm always posting, you know, whatever I do, wherever I am. But, you know, because every moment is a gift. And I'm just so grateful.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a lot of our friends, we don't have, you know, physical access to. So, you know, Facebook is a good way for us to express,
that's
you know,
I,
or
I'm,
share.
I'm starting to look at it like that. I'm starting to look at it like that because, you know, there are people, you know, that and I don't say this in a vain way. I think they want to kind of have that vicarious vacation with you. You know, because that, you know, whatever the situation that they're in. So I totally get it from that standpoint. Because trust me, if I see some of my friends in Aspen skiing, then I'm looking at their pics, you know, like, okay, have fun for me. So I'm like, I'm watching you guys, you know, ski and get on the ski lift and things like that. So I totally get it. I'm starting to get it a little bit more now. So I appreciate all of my friends and acquaintances posting their pics. It's like, what's the difference between you posting yours and have someone feel that way about you when you take your pic? So I totally get it. I try not to come from a point of vanity. I just, you know, I just do it, you know, because a lot of people ask me to. But again, I just wanted to, and I said, you know, I want to be humble about it. But thank you, seriously, thank you guys so much for liking the pics and asking me to take more pics and things like that. I really appreciate it. But I had fun. You know, to get a chance to, you were talking about you don't take pictures of food. Sometimes I do. And I took a picture. I was at Sammy's near downtown San Francisco. I was at this little cafe called Sammy's, and I had a chocolate muffin, and they gave me a fork. They gave me like a little bitty fork, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of me eating a chocolate muffin with a fork. And everybody just cracked up because I called everybody peasants, you know, me being all sadiddy. Eating a muffin with a fork. But no, man, it's little things like that you, you know, you might make somebody's day doing that. So I appreciate everybody. Again, I can't stress this enough. I thank everybody for liking the pictures and telling me to send more and post more and things like that. I'm forever grateful.
All right. Well, we are good,
well, guys,
man.
Yeah. We got about another hour and 7 minutes left of the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're on Facebook, go ahead and like the page, Solar Records Radio, on Facebook. Tell a friend to like it. Also, if you want to donate to the show, if you want to support the show by getting some good merchandise, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com. Also, you can go to wardellpottsjr.com. Click on the link and you can get, you know, you want to buy some good merchandise. There's still some merchandise out there. So support the show by doing that. And also we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, one big word, and donate. You can definitely show your love and donate to that. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. Wardell likes the music selection, so I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I'm going to keep doing it, man. Let's take you back to the year 1984 from the album Fragile. This is Miss Sherelle. The name of the song is called I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
I know what you were all about, but when I did, I wasn't trying to what's the meaning of the line? Tell me. Well, it's like dreaming of your goals, ambitions. I'm feeling free, I'm on a mission to achieve. What's in your mind's eye? What you believe you should gain. Satisfaction become a shining example, a test of the sample of a new race that has the ample supply of positivity.
You mean flow?
Well, like electricity,
so
you see a clear way with no ambiguity, don't you know?
I got your love, you need to look no further.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? After my love, you'll never need another.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I don't make no promises, I can't keep, and I promise myself that I love you forever. How many times must I say that for you to understand?
Don't you know that?
to know that I'm always down for anything that you say. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? I love you so, yeah. I really love you, don't you know, yeah. I really, really do, yeah. I'm really so in love with you, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I used to doubt every girl that I'd meet. I thought that nobody could knock me off my feet. But you are the one who made my heart bell ring. And that's why I'm sure that this is
that is classic Luther Vandross from the Never Too Much album. That's 1981. Don't you know that? I had to hook that up. Before that, I had to give you a little soul to soul from 1990. The name of the song is called, I forgot the name of the song. What's the Meaning of Life? Golly, I'm so sorry, Wardell. I'm losing my train of thought right now. I'm going nuts. Thanks to you, bro. You're making me crazy over here. And, of course, I started off with the block from 1984 from the Fragile album. That is Didn't Mean to Turn You On by the lovely Miss Sherelle. Man, what a day. What a day. I'm losing my train of thought on things. And get a life. That's the name of the song by Soul to Soul. Get a life. What is wrong with me? I'm getting crazy. I'm going nuts. I'm losing my mind. I'm having fun. Despite saying all of that, I'm having fun, of course. Let's just do the recap one more time, shall we? Of course, what I just played, Luther Vandross from 1981, Don't You Know That, from 1990. Before that, Soul to Soul, Get a Life. Yes, yes, stuck the landing and started the block off with Sherelle. I didn't mean to turn you on. Got about another 50 minutes left of the show. Of course, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, hanging out with you. Another Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Do this every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, I am at the helm. I am running the board. So that means I have the control of the destiny. I have control of the destiny of the music selection. So it's all on me. Yeah, it is all on me. But anyway, you know what? Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am, you know, we talk about Christmas music. Of course, Christmas is next week. It's next Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So I want to kind of get you guys into the Christmas cheer, if that's okay, because usually around this time, especially on growing up on you know, soul music radio, black radio, things like that, you know, right after Thanksgiving, you know, you heard that first Christmas song and everyone's like, it's time for Christmas music. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. So I guys, I want to take you guys back to a song that I like. I'm a big fan of Christmas. I played Alexander O'Neill, My Gift to You. And I want to play something. I'm looking for the song right now, so give me a second. Big fan of his version of Give Love on Christmas Day. See if I can find it. Here it is, right here. Yes. So let me give you a little Christmas music from Mr. Johnny Gill. This is called Give Love on Christmas Day. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
No, no.
It's music from Lorenzo, giving you a classic from 1992. The name of the song is called Real Love. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Star Point from 1984. It's All Yours. And before I go into that, man, I got to say it definitely rest in peace to Renee Diggs and Ernesto Phillips. Also got the word that Ernesto's brother, George Phillips, passed away earlier this year back in, I think, February or March. So definitely sending my condolences out to the Phillips family. He was the keyboardist and one of the lead singer, male singer, beside the late, great Renee Diggs. Of course, definitely music's going to live on here. It's going to continue the legacy here, Solar Records Radio. Started off the block, gave you a little Christmas music from Johnny Gill from 1997. Got ahead of myself. 1997, his version of Give Love on Christmas Day. We got about another 33 minutes left in the show. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, man, thank you so much for letting me hold it down, man. I appreciate it.
I'm starting to feel, uh-oh. I might have to do his show now. He's done my whole show. I feel so bad. And that was, it was wonderful. I still don't want to stop you. It's just been really good. So thank you for, you know, just stepping in and filling it up with some great music, man. Great memories as well.
Man, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. I do what I do. I do what I do. Do I do?
Yeah.
What you do?
I do my love for you. That's
for
Stevie
you.
Wonder. Hey, much love to all of our friends overseas. I know it's getting late, so you guys, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate it. We still got another 32 minutes left over here, and then we still have two more shows to go. So, man, you know, over here in the United States, we still got a long time before it's bedtime. So, but anyway, Don Fleming's show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're not sure who the host is going to be yet. I feel so bad.
You got jokes.
I feel guilty.
Guilty. I'm going to be like, man, play something. I'm going to go downstairs and cook. So play something. I'm going to get on him. Get on you.
Your
I appreciate
ago.
You holding it
your
list, down.
Your listeners will go, why is Don playing all these old songs?
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's what they'll say, because that's what I love. But anyway, guys, thank you again, Don, for, you know, doing what you do, man. And I want to give a happy birthday to my friends around the world. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, and God bless you guys so much. And we wish you all the best, and know that, you know, we could always celebrate your birthday here on Solar Records Radio, because we believe in that right here. I think, don't we have another birthday? Yes. My brother, the drummer, amazing drummer for the Gap Band, Raymond, and Calhoun, he played for the Gap Band, and now he plays for the Dad's Band. And so we're going to wish him a happy birthday. His twin, unfortunately, has passed away. So, but happy, you know, heavenly birthday to his twin. And you know, and that's kind of hard, right? Sheesh, goodness gracious. So, but anyway, there you go. That's it. And so I guess, Don, do you want me to keep it going over here on Solar Records Radio, or you got it?
I'm gonna be great. I got one more in the tank. I got one more in the tank I'm gonna give you, and then you got a full autonomy on the rest of the show, man. Again, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We got Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. Actually, Wardell Potts is probably going to run the board for hour and a half, maybe. We'll see. I'm just messing with him.
For the first minute and 30 seconds. He's dyslexic, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
He got his numbers all mixed up. The first minute and 30 seconds, I got it.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I got one more in the tank for me. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Let's take you back to 1985. This is music from Eugene Wild. Don't Say No Tonight. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday. Solar Records ready.
Don't say no tonight.
Yeah, y'all know that was basement music right there, right? Down in the basement, the blue lights, the posters. Davis, man, that really, that takes me way, way back. I mean, back when my mom was just having a good time with that music, and I was just a kid. I was hey, man, oh, man, I tell you, music is so powerful. It will take you back. And so I hope you guys are good, and I'm having a good time filling in for Don Fleming now. Now that he filled in for me for so long. Oh, man, that's so cool. I really have enjoyed the show from a distance, and I hope you guys have as well. Tomorrow, we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles. I can't believe it's Friday already. Whoa, time is flying. And so tune in with us, and that's just reminisce on that as well. And now, you know, I wanted you to, Cisco Kid, War, I mean, that song, I remember being in the basement and just having a great time, you know, with the red lights and stuff. Those were like the prime of our teenage years, prime time. We were just like living it up and discovering different things like wine. You know, I was just a kid, right? And I was just trying this thing because all the other teenagers was doing it. And, you know, and girls, oh boy, that was something, right? Sheesh. and just trying to figure out how to, you know, I was always, it felt like I was drunk trying to talk to a girl. You know, I remember being so confused all the time because didn't know, like, I didn't know what kind of lingo she liked. All I wanted was her attention. And so I wanted to be able to give her whatever she liked, not thinking that I need to just be me, right? And, but I never thought I was good enough, so I had to try to fake to be like a cool guy and try to be that cool guy, and I embarrassed myself so many times saying things that I probably should not have said. And you know, and but anyway, when you look back, you just really, yeah, I was just a kid. We were young, dumb, and just having a lot of fun. I don't think I would change anything. It was just part of life growing up. So anyway, guys, I want to thank you again for tuning in. We got about another 14 minutes left in the show. And so we're going to play a few more songs, then we're up and out of here. We appreciate you. God bless you. Take care. And thanks for being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. Really appreciate you. Let's keep it going.
just to get up next to you and hold you. Oh, baby. You say that I'm wasting my time. Well, it's my time, baby. You better listen to me. Saying I'm loving you. Yeah. Just to hold you, just to squeeze you. And all I wanna do is get next to you and please, please, please you, baby.